Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Happy to report that I am chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc, and we are going to be focusing on the precious metal sector here as well. Doc, let's face it, last week was a pretty tough week for precious metals and commodities broadly on the back of the Fed statement that was a little more hawkish, I guess we can say. I covered that a lot on the weekend show and throughout last week. Fact of the matter was the really sector that took it the hardest seemed to be commodities. And let's focus on precious metals because it's only been a couple weeks and gold fell over $150, right around $150. And last week it was, I think, a little over $100 down for the precious metals. Doc, what's your takeaway from this? I know you were expecting weakness last month. Seems to have just happened 1 month later because June right now is not good for gold or commodities.
Yeah, and I said June wouldn't be good for it. And because when we had that move up in May, it set us up for a bad June. So the problem here, Corey, is you've got to look at, and I've been haranguing on this for some time, you've got to look at the monthly charts. And the monthly charts are telling you, and way back last fall in August, I talked about us peaking and how we'd have a slow grind down. And we've had that. And now we're trying to stabilize here. That's what's going on. And we'll see if we can stabilize after this month, because I believe we have a little bit more pain coming up. And we might get down to between 1700 and 1750 early next week. We don't have further to fall before we get some type of equilibration. But what bothers me is that we're right at the simple moving average of the monthly Bollinger Bands. And a while back, I talked about how we could be in a long consolidation phase, or we could maybe act like 2008 and 2009, where we start to move back up. And if we take out the simple moving average of the Bollinger Bands and have a monthly close below it or two monthly closes below it, we're going to be in consolidation for some time. And I think the odds of that happening are pretty good. But frankly, I'm still very bullish about this market because, as I mentioned in the past, if you look at the strength indicators, they're looking good. You're not getting a steep sell-off in those. You're getting a gradual sell-off. And that tells you that the underlying fundamentals of this gold market is still strong.
Okay, so you still like gold long-term, but look, gold's been very volatile. Commodities broadly have been very volatile, and now we're getting this correction. And honestly, before even this correction started, it really felt like we were getting into kind of early summer doldrums. And I know some people like to, well, not pay attention to seasonality, but it happens. Summer does get slow, and this summer already looks slow. But Doc, you're not seeing then, I guess, for all your bullish outlook long-term, you're not seeing us retesting those highs this year, are you?
Not at all, Corey. There is no way. I know some people have talked about, I know one person has talked about silver at $40 to $50 in 2 months. They said that about a week ago, and I mentioned on the site that there is no way you're going to see silver $40 or $50 in 2 months. It's not going to happen. And you're not going to see the odds of us testing the highs back in August. We have probably a 1 in 10 chance of doing that. I always look at probabilities. And the odds of that happening right now are very low, frankly, Corey. And frankly, it's good that if we didn't, because the longer we consolidate here, the greater the next move is going to be for us. So you don't want us to test that, because then we're going to have a double top and people are really going to be disappointed. If you look at the monthly MACD, the pattern that it's following right now, as opposed to 2011 and 12, are very similar. And that should scare a few people, but frankly, it doesn't scare me, because what you have to focus on is on the strength indicators. That's the thing that's telling me that right now, I'm not too concerned about this gold market.
So which strength indicator are you looking at, Doc? Because in all fairness, the RSI also has some similarities to 2011, 2012. And you're right, the MACD is very similar to that time frame as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at the ADX. And what you have to do is look at the black line that takes into account green bullish line and the red bearish line. And if you look at it, it's hardly moved down at all. Now, it's going to move down some more over time as we get to the end of the year. But I've seen this pattern in other situations where if it's so gradual over time for an asset class, what it's doing is setting you up for another move higher. And it tells you that we're not going to have the kind of pain that we had back in 2011 and 12, where it took 2 years to bottom. In fact, it took even longer to hit the low. But if you look on the MACD, it took about 2 years. Well, if it takes 2 years for this to happen, the strength indicator, that ADX, is telling you that we're not going to see the type of sell-off like we did in 2011 and 12. We could consolidate and move sideways here. We could get down to 1,700. We could get down into the mid-1600s. And people shouldn't be concerned about that, because we're not going to see the long wandering in the desert that we saw in 2011 and 2012.
Oh, it felt like long wandering in the desert back in mid-2013, the whole way through to 2018. That was a really boring time for the market. Doc, if you think that gold could even drop down to, say, 1650 or what have you, what does that mean for this so-called long-term cup and handle formation that a lot of the bullish technicians are pointing to?
Oh, that's still in play. And, you know, I don't get all revved up about that, but that's still in play, because you got to remember that we're talking about a monthly chart here. And often the handle will almost, in time frame, and I've read this in the past, can be a third to a quarter of what your cup is. So we're still in the ballpark there. And in fact, if that happened, it would even give more credence to these cup and handle guys, you know, if we dropped a little further and then played around at the bottom for, you know, a few months and then started back up. It would give more validity to them, in fact, because this would be an awful short cup and handle if we would start to go up here. It's not really a handle then. It looks like a perverted handle. But if you would drop a little bit lower and then play around at those levels and then start up, it really looks like a cup and handle.
Okay, you're not alone in saying that handle needs longer and could take a lot longer as well. So that's something to very much consider. Doc, you mentioned silver too. How do you see silver playing out in all this then? Because silver definitely is not skyrocketing, and it really couldn't get above that 2850 level that a lot of people were watching.
Silver is going to have to wait for a while, and it is waiting for a while. And it's the good thing about silver and a lot of these stocks is the over time here now, the 200-week moving average is going to start to catch up with pricing. And once you get closer with those 200-week moving average, the more investors should realize we're getting closer to another move higher. And so I would encourage people on the weekly or on silver to watch the weekly 200 simple moving average and the exponential moving average, because when we start to get up into the 22-23 frame with those moving averages, you can almost bet we're going to be getting ready for another move for silver. But that's a little bit down the road yet, it looks like.
Now, what about the way the stocks have reacted, Doc, where it seemed like the gold stocks were not reacting on Wednesday and even, mostly on Wednesday when the gold price started to really move down. But then on Thursday, they got hit again. Friday, it was a bit more of a sideways move. But look, broadly, the gold stocks were hit very hard on Thursday. Do you see the gold stocks weathering this storm a bit better than they did that day at least?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, I started purchasing today. Every time we get a pullback like this, I'm purchasing. And I started purchasing again today. I haven't been purchasing in a long time. And I'm going to, as we move forward here, I'm going to be purchasing some more because there's going to be some good values again. And they're going to come down a little bit more, I think. But there's going to be some really good buys here. And you take, a stock like Yamana is just getting crushed. And I've been waiting for it to get crushed. I owned it in the past and sold it after it had a nice run. But it's just another example of it'll come down. And I think early next week or next week is going to be a good time to purchase some of these stocks because they're really getting hit here.
What stocks, what area are you going to be focused on? Is it going to be some of these majors? Because I was chatting with Adrian Day on last weekend's show, and he was pointing out how much some of the majors have sold off. And we've even had some comments that some of the major miners are closing in on their 52-week lows, not on their 52-week highs. Do you like the majors, or do you like some of the exploration companies?
I like both. I bought a little bit of Brixton today. I've been waiting for it to get down to 14, 15 cents. I bought a little bit of Lion One and Nomad Realty I bought. And I bought then, as far you can consider it a major, I bought Equinox. That came down again where I feel it's attractive. And like I said, I'm probably going to purchase Yamana here sometime this week, and I need a little bit more movement down in that. And I'm not taking big positions. I've been nibbling away like this, but I'm building a nice base on these because I never chase these things, and I'm happy I didn't because when you look at the monthly chart on gold, you have to be careful here. And we have a ways to go yet before I think we're ready for the next big move. And so I knew this thing was going to come back for me. And now it is. And I'm starting to purchase, and it's going to be some of the majors, and it's going to be, I'll add to my exploration plays. And so it's, and some of the mid tier on all of them. But I like the fact that the majors have come back because once again, those are the ones that are going to lead the next move higher.
Sounds like you like everything across the board. You really do like this as a buying opportunity. But, Doc, are you getting aggressive right now, considering the fact that you don't see a major move coming, at least to the upside, for the precious metals?
Yeah, if we get a little bit, if we get gold gets hit a little bit more, I'll get more aggressive than I've been in the past. And because if you look at the monthly charts on some of these stocks, they're starting to form a channel as well. And we're getting close to the lows on them and on the Bollinger Bands. And I like that. I like to buy these things when they're sitting on their lower monthly Bollinger Bands. And we're getting pretty close. And so there's not a lot of downside risk in my view because the fundamentals over time are still in our favor, Corey. They will not be able to stop printing money. And and also, by the way, copper is selling off. I mentioned on the site just recently that copper was set to plunge, and it did. And that doesn't mean the commodity move is over. I think we're just at the beginning of that of a big commodity move, and those can last a long time. I think we're just scratching the surface right now, but you're going to get pullbacks like this that are going to shake people out, and now is not the time to be shaken out of these positions.
Okay, so in no way is this bullishness for commodities or precious metals over. Hey, Doc, this is still in the middle, maybe early on of a bull market?
We're not even in the middle of this thing yet. We're early. And you know, for a long time I was bearish back after 2011 and 12, and I got bullish before the run we had last year, right at the beginning. And I'm bullish because of a number of other technicals I'm watching that I haven't talked about. And but we're just going to have to be patient on this thing for a while. But it's like a candy store right now coming up again. And that's when to buy.
All right. Well, Doc, that's encouraging, even though I'm sure a lot of the portfolios that our listeners have did take a bit of a hit just last week. But hopefully there's a bit of a bounce back. And, well, I guess on the other side, hopefully they had some cash on the sidelines to take advantage of these lower prices almost across the board for metals and the metal stocks. Doc, I appreciate your time. Thanks, as always, for sharing some of your insights. I'll definitely bring you back on as we get some more volatility in the metals and even resource sector broadly. Thanks, Doc.